I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to the third episode of Puckle's Battlecast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch. With my illustrious co-host,
Shamu,
Sublime,
and Arase.
And this is, as I said, the third episode of Puckle's Battlecast, the show where we talked about some competitive things. This week we're going to be talking some VGC, but first of all, we have Ryuse for the first time on the show. So go ahead and introduce yourself and who you are and why people should trust your insight.
So first of all, no one should trust me, JK. my in-game name is Ryuse, my handle. My real life name is John. I don't care. Call me by whatever. I've been playing Pokemon for 18 years. Been playing competitively for about 10. Let's see, credentials. I've top-cutted like 5 or 6 regionals for VGC in the past. I've got top 32 for like 3 months in VGC 15 with chalk format. That was fun.
Were you running chalk?
Yep, I was running a variant of chalk.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
Actually, everybody copied me. They copied all my ev spreads and stuff because I ran chalk but different ev spreads, which is why I really like that format. But yeah, that's pretty much my credentials and stuff.
That's good. I just wanted everybody to know. We found him through Puckle, by the way, everybody. So he was a Puckle. Well, he still is a Puckalodian. So
yes.
Works out. we're going to be talking about VGC 17 this year. Unfortunately, there's no chalk. Well, not yet, at least. Well,
there can be.
There can be. It's not too late, right? Never too late for chalk. We could just see, like, Tapu Lele top cut everything. Or in this case, I think we're going to talk, because last we talked about VGC was back in December. It was Sublime and myself. And we were talking about, the meta's definitely shifted significantly since then. Because beforehand, you didn't see any Tapu Fini. And now you see Tapu Fini all over the place. And we were talking before the show,
We predicted that.
We did predict that. You are 100% correct. We saw a lot of, we've seen the most common core actually right now is Tapu Fini, Kartana, and Arcanine. And Arcanine
I'm AFK real quick.
AFK. That's the shorthand for the core right now. AFK, Arcanine, Fini, and Kartana. And because this is a fantastic core. I mean, you have almost two full cores in one. You have the Grass, Water, Fire core, which is a very typical core for people to run, even in singles. I think it was a huge thing in Gen 6 OU, where you could run just like Mega Venusaur, Talonflame, and Rotom Wash, and you can build a fantastic team around that. And it's a fantastic typing. But even on top of that, you have the Fantasy Core, which is new to since Gen 6, with Fairy, Steel, and Dragon. And you're very close to that already, and all you need to do is just slap in something, as we were talking about at the beginning of the show, Garchomp. Yeah, something like a Garchomp. And so Garchomp is also seeing a lot of play now. I mean, we're seeing a lot of different things now, and it's really exciting because this is a lot more fun, I think, than last year, where you always saw a Primal on each team. And a lot of people got tired of that. So, this is where we are in the meta, and Arcanine's everywhere. I mean, in the Oceania International, which happened last month, I think Arcanine was used on 75% of the top 32 teams, which is
actually insane. I was reading an article that said throughout the whole season, it's about 80% to 75%.
I wouldn't deny it. Arcanine, I mean, this is a meta that needs a good fire type, and there's like two fire types. You have Arcanine and Alolan Marowak, which you don't see a lot of Alolan Marowak right now anyway.
Mandibuzz.
Yeah. So your choice is literally like Arcanine. Unless you want to get cheeky with Salazzle.
I got my butt beat by Salazzle. Don't sleep on Salazzle.
I wouldn't deny it. It's one of the fastest fakeouts right now, isn't it?
Yes. Second fastest.
Well, I mean, ever since Bank came out. I mean, that's another shift that's happened since the last time we talked about it. Bank came out, so a number of moves became available to Pokemon, including Fake Out on Salazzle, which I was playing around with. I was playing around with myself. it was me and Fake Out Salazzle have a rough relationship, let me tell you.
Well, you gotta put it with Porygon Z.
Yeah, no, you put it with Porygon Z. You know, I tried that out exactly. And low ladder, you can get away with that. You can be very fun with that. Actually, you told me about the strategy. And go ahead and just tell everybody what it is. I don't want to steal your thunder.
So it's kind of gimmicky. You could run Porygon Z and Salazzle two ways. So Salazzle has a decent move pool. You can run it supportive and giving it like knockoff, which is really nice against like Porygon 2, Eviolade, and stuff like that. Most commonly it's just for the fake out and then dual stab, but the Porygon Z is where it's at. So you have, of course, Z Convergent, which gives +1 to all stats and changes your type. If you change your type to electric, you only have one weakness and you just start sweeping. Or you could run what I was telling brain fart.
My name's Thatch.
Thatch. Yes. Sorry. Thatch is you can go normal Z and with Hyper Beam. And
yeah.
You just go Z move Hyper Beam, mm-hmm. get a KO, and then you go Hyper Beam because you have adaptability and like, why not? And you just fake out, mm-hmm. you know, the fast threat, KO it, and then KO a second guy, and then now it's 2v3.
Yep.
You assume Salazzle is dead by now.
Yeah, absolutely, right? And then your Porygon's dead too because Hyper Beam. But it's a nice little cheeky thing. If you're playing like best of ones or something, it works out really well. You could even pair it up with like an AFK core so you have something real to play afterwards. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, you could even put Z Conversion in the back on that as well. You could on that Porygon and just take the hit to dropping something like I think you could run Hyper Beam, Conversion, Ice Beam / Thunderbolt, probably Thunderbolt, and and Protect, and you're pretty much set, right?
Nah, don't go for Protect. That's for losers. That's really gotta go off all events.
I mean, this is BGC. If half your Pokemon don't have Protect, I don't know what you're doing.
We're not trying to make a good team. We're trying to make a fun team. That's what Porygon Z is.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I think some other, back to what's going on currently in the meta. I mean, I think another big thing that a lot of people are trying out, and you made the good point that it was probably the person playing the team, but, is this, Tapu Lele, Drifblim, and I think they throw Garchomp in there to round it out as well.
And Drifblim has just gone like a huge surge in popularity recently.
Yeah, because he gets Unburdened and he's super fast with it.
Mm-hmm.
If Paulucho was in the study, you get the same thing.
And you can combine it with the seeds.
Mm-hmm, with the seeds for the Tapus, yeah. And I think you could I really want to see it combined with like Tapu Fini. I feel like that would be more where it's at. So the idea behind it is Unburden, when you lose your item, you get twice your speed. And so if you have it holding either the psychic seeds, the misty seeds, the grassy seed, and the electric seed, is that what it is? With whatever Tapu you get, you can actually get an Unburden boost with that. And so you're going faster than Pheromosa at that point. And so you can get off essentially a tailwind that's almost priority. And it's a decent strategy. I think it's only good for getting tailwind up. And typically those teams really do lack more speed control outside of that tailwind. And so something like Porygon 2, which is still popular, by the way, can come in and just Trick Room and mess everything up for you. So that's something. Trick Room's also very big still, which I'm not surprised with. Porygon 2 is just, it's nuts to see it.
Well,
so much.
Porygon 2 basically has the most stats if you include Eviolite.
Mm-hmm.
And with the download boost, like having just a free stage of special attack, you can get a lot of key KOs. And also it can live like a Bloom Doom from a Tapu Bulu and under Intimidate and something
really?
Else.
Oh, really? I believe you 100%.
You can evit that way.
Okay. I believe you.
Under Intimidate.
I feel like the Intimidate's necessary because like
yes, very necessary.
Because Tapu Bulu is a powerhouse. He's not seen a lot right now, but
he's less prominent than he was before. Definitely.
Yeah, he's definitely. I think he's the least popular Tapu right now.
Right.
Yes.
Tapu Fini.
Yeah, Tapu.
Counting her out.
Yeah, Tapu Koko is still number one, and I think Tapu Lele is second, and then Tapu Fini's third in usage right now. I know Tapu Bulu is last. Tapu Fini, yes. Tapu Lele, I'm not 100% sure they're but I'm pretty sure Lele is more popular.
They're really close.
Yeah.
Those two.
Lele is a little bit more popular, mm-hmm. and that's probably because of the Unburden thing. And also mm-hmm. Lele hits like a truck.
Well, you can do the Unburden thing with Misty Seed as well. But... I mean, that works.
Well, it's better to do it with Lele.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason being, because...
Priority.
Priority.
Right, like you're getting rid of the priority that is Driftlim's like only thing faster
correct.
Than it.
That is the biggest
so there's synergy.
Part. And then also you can also think of it as since you can have Intimidate support, mm-hmm. you don't really need to increase your defense. So increasing your special defense to survive like Tapu Koko and such, because Tapu Koko is faster. So you want to be able to survive a Tapu Koko Thunderbolt. And since Tapu Lele is slower than Koko, Lele automatically decreases Coco's
offensive presence
by 50%. And then I think, yeah. And then on top of that, you're increasing your defense by one stage. So
your special defense? Oh, no. Your special defense.
Actually, going back to that Tapu Bulu thing, I was just running the calcs myself just to see what's going on. If you are running Jolly Tapu Bulu as opposed to Adamant, and you're just running something like 252 HP and 120 defense on your Porygon 2 right now, it is a guaranteed 2-hit KO.
Yep.
It is not even a 1-hit KO with Bloom Doom. With Bloom Doom, that is.
Yes.
So that's
Porygon
nuts.
Porygon is very bulky.
Yep. Yeah, just back to the Porygon, but let's continue. I apologize. I took us off track.
No, that's the reason why Porygon is such a dominant force, because it's just there. It can two-shot a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like rain teams. So when I was running a Alolan Marowak Porygon 2 team,
mm-hmm.
and had a lot of trouble with rain. I would just be like, all right, Porygon. Porygon sweeps like three water Pokemon and just laughs.
Yeah,
because it's so bulky in Thunderbolt.
Yeah, no, Porygon 2 is definitely one of the bulkier mons right now. I mean, I think that's the reason Arcanine is so popular as well, but that's because Arcanine in general is just super versatile. It is one of the most versatile Pokemon, I think. You can run it physically offensive, specially offensive. You can run it bulky in either special or physical. Mm-hmm. And it has decent speed. Its move pool, while it isn't the best, is enough to get the job done. It's got intimidate. Elite. Yeah, it's but it's enough to get it done for what's currently in the meta. And you can get snarl on top of that to drop special attack. I mean, Arcanine's fantastic.
Arcanine has always been fantastic for the last couple of years, and it's just gotten more and more popular every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason for that being is so Arcanine was really, really good. He was always diverse. He always had pretty much.
Well, he was good in VGC 15 as well.
Yeah,
I used to run one in 15.
And he wasn't in 14. Well, you know what really made him so much more popular and prevalent is the introduction of fairies.
Yeah, I mean that helps.
Yeah, I mean that's what sealed the deal for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, that was why he was used in 15, but the reason why he's used even more right now is because the power creep in VGC 17 is way lower than past formats and stuff.
Oh, I mean, so, yeah, no, 15, you had a lot of things like Lando even. I mean, that's a huge problem. But now, the playing field is like super level right now.
Yep.
I love it because the variety of teams is nuts.
It is. Speaking of, another popular team is what? Snorlax Mimikyu?
Yeah, Snorlax Mimikyu is a really fun one right now. I think this one's more trolly than anything, in my opinion.
Nah, it's real.
It feels more trolly.
It's real.
It just feels way more trolly than anything else. It really feels that way. But, I mean, I'm really happy that Snorlax is seeing some love. Are they running Pulverizing Pancake? I want to see one guy run Pulverizing Pancake Snorlax.
No.
Like, and do well. Like, top cut with Pulverizing Pancake Snorlax.
Definitely not.
I want that to happen.
Mimikyu is the Z user on that one.
Yeah, I know. Yep. But I really want to see the Pulverizing Pancake Snorlax make top cut. I feel like that would be a lot of fun. Just see him, like, top 8 of regional. That's all I need.
Yeah, no, he won't be topping with that. The reason why he's super good is because he's one of the slower offensive mons in the format. I think he's got like 30 base speed.
You are 100% correct with that, yeah.
So you can run him two ways. The gimmicky way is belly drum because you make his HP so that when he hits half, he'll activate his berry because he's going to run gluttony. Like, that's the only way to run Snorlax this format. It's Gluttony with the Figgy Berry and a Brave Nature. And you can run the Belly Drum variant, which I think you have to play with the HP a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or the more consistent version, I think, is the Curse. Because you can Curse, make sure you are the slowest thing on the board, and then just you have decent coverage with Return and High Horsepower.
Mm-hmm. I also didn't know until today that he gets high horsepower. I just think that's nuts. I need to find
out.
Isn't
that fun?
What is the egg move for that? Like, I'm gonna find out.
No, it's level up.
It's level up. Level up. What? 57 or 52.
Bull.
Yeah.
No.
Go look it up. You'll be wrong.
What?
But
I didn't say I was wrong. I didn't deny it. I didn't. Oh my gosh, it is by level up.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Well,
He can't always pulverize pancakes with his belly. Like, sometimes he's got to give him the boot.
That's hilarious. I can't believe that. Snorlax is, I mean, that's great. That's crazy. I thought it was an egg move, but nope, not even an egg move.
But with the prevalence of Driftbloom, since we were talking about that, that might get changed to Crunch.
Yeah, I could definitely see Crunch.
Because with Return High Horsepower, you cannot hit Driftbloom. Obviously, like he's ghost flying.
Mm-hmm.
But Crunch does quite a bit of damage. And the fourth move that we haven't said was Recycle.
Yeah.
And with the Gluttony ability and Recycle, like Snorlax basically has Recover. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just Recover. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, that's nuts. I mean, it's a really good mon right now. And Mimikyu plays off of it really well. And, oh, man, it's a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun.
You can even think about it too. On top of that, there's not a lot of fighting Pokemon. Like you've seen.
I mean, Faramosa is the only one I would be worried about.
You won't see too many of those because
no, you won't. But like, if you're thinking of fighting Pokemon, like that's
Faramosa,
fighting Pokemon.
Yes,
yeah. Those are your choices.
Well, Hariyama and Faramosa. Kartana's not a fighting
Kartana
type.
Is steel, no, but he uses fighting coverage.
Yeah, he uses Sacred Sword, yeah.
And which is Kartana is a perfect counter to Snorlax because Sacred Sword ignores curses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you would counter that. Or Mandibuzz. Mandibuzz, oh my gosh.
Mandibuzz, yes.
Mandibuzz kills so much of this format. But it's not topping, but it definitely is like a barrier you need to be very aware of when you're making your teams.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Yeah, no. Snorlax is a lot of fun. all of this is a lot of fun. I mean, we wouldn't have been able to talk about something like this last year at all. This time we would have been like, yeah, you just run this spread on your Groudon right now. And
you'd have been discussing whether to go like physical or special.
Yeah, on your Groudon.
Or how much speed to invest. That would
Oh my gosh, the speed creep last year was nuts. Oh my gosh, don't even get me started on that.
Yeah, like, it was bad.
The speed creep, I mean, it brought out a lot of things that I keep in my back pocket now when it comes to VGC. It doesn't do me any good right now. Like last year I was because I played a lot of Trick Room last year. Yep. And that was like my favorite way to play last year was Trick Room. And one of the things I did to make sure I won Trick Room all the time, because after my first premier challenge, I had so many speed ties. I didn't make top cut once because I lost two speed ties in one match. And that really, I only needed to win one and I would have been fine. And I go ahead. And so what I started doing was I started running level 49 Groudon. To counteract that. And the attack didn't like suffer too much from that. And I wasn't missing any Okos that I wouldn't have missed otherwise. But now you can't do that. You can't do that because everything's level 50. They boost everything up.
I tried to do that with Oranguru Torkoal in the beginning. If you had a level 48 Oranguru, you were then slower than Torkoal.
But too bad that doesn't work because they boost everything to 50.
Yep. No more level 1 errands.
Nope. Nope. It's that's okay. I'm okay with that because they were probably tired of the trolley stuff. And I mean that's been something that's been in the format forever, in general for VGC. You've just seen a lot of level 1 stuff. I mean, I remember back in 2011 when I went to Nationals. Not Rattata, because 2011 was the 2011 was the year you only had Unova Pokemon.
Oh right,
and so there was just Whimsicott. There was just a bunch of level 1 Whimsicott. That was a stale format, by the way. 2011 was a stale format.
Well, I mean, it was a really small like pool of Pokemon to pick.
That's true. This year we have 300. Back then you had like 150. So
that, and they found exploits which made it stale.
Original Terracott for year. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a very stale meta, that one. And I know. I don't want to go back to that. This by far was like a nice breath of fresh air for VGC this so far. It's been a breath of fresh air. And so let's see. Did we cover everything? Let's see. There's a couple other things. We talked about Arcanine, which is everywhere, and Porygon 2. We covered the Drifblim like I wanted to. I don't know what else to cover.
Why don't we talk about Ninetales?
Ninetales is it doing a lot now? Because you guys might know more than me.
It's kind of like the most popular weather. And when has hail ever been the most popular weather?
Well, wait a second.
Aurora
hail. It's not necessarily the most popular weather. See, there's you got to go back a step. So Garchomp is the counter to Arcanine.
Yeah.
Arcanine sees so much play. Well, what beats Garchomp?
A little Ninetales, yeah.
Now, also Ninetales does help with the Weather Wars because Torkoal was running around as well.
Oh, such crap.
Gigalith.
Too. Yeah, Gigalith is everywhere right now.
Gigalith.
That's true. Gigalith is more popular, actually, yeah.
Gigalith is a very popular weather setter.
But Ninetales has seen a rise in popularity because First of all, Gyarados way in the beginning of the season was very popular. Mm-hmm. Ninetales took care of Gyarados with freeze-dry.
With freeze-dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because the Gyarados was the counter to Garchomp, well, now they found something to beat the counter to Garchomp, and also it counters Garchomp. So that kind of, like, took Gyarados' spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as all that was happening, also Gigalith came into the scene. And so now Ninetales kind of just fills a lot of roles. Just by accident.
You just don't lead Ninetales, though. You'd have to keep it in the back.
Yeah.
For the weather.
I mean, it depends, right?
I mean, unless you're playing a team that you know doesn't have weather, then you get Aurora Veil up. But
yes.
Outside of that, that's its job. Its job is Aurora Veil. Like,
correct.
that is its only job.
Veil and can kill Garchomp.
Yeah, and I think...
Actually, it's kill Garchomp, then Aurora Veil.
Yeah. I think the other thing, I think one more mention before we move on and we take a short break is Araquanid.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about that. Araquanid is definitely, it's top cut a bunch of times with Porygon 2.
It's been pretty successful, like the entire format, really.
Yeah, it does really well.
Yeah, it's top cutted every single US regionals, mm-hmm. except for one.
Which one do you know?
I think it was the latest one.
Okay.
Where some guy top-cutted with Togedemaru, I think.
Ah, yes, Togedemaru is the best. I really want to build a team around Togedemaru. I feel like it would be so much fun. I don't think it's going to be the Pachisaru by any means of 2014, but I'm really interested to see Togedemaru just work.
Actually, right now, it's most viable because mm-hmm. Marowak is gone.
Oh, that's true. Marowak is out of the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just wait. Marowak will resurface. I guarantee it.
Yeah. What won the... Collinsville Regionals was Togedemaru, mm-hmm. Garchomp, Gyarados, Arcanine, Celesteela, and Tapu Koko.
Which ones were these? The...
Collinsville.
Collinsville? Regionals. So the one that I meant to go to but didn't have time. Yeah, Togedemaru did top. He placed first. Look at that.
Yep, and
Pikachu made fifth.
Pikachu came in fifth, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I absolutely love that.
Yep. So, but as you see, this is a very electric, heavy-filled mm-hmm. top cut, and that's because Araquanid Porygon 2 was so dominant.
I mean, that's the way to do it. That's the way to... Yeah, you need to carry electric. Electric's like a huge type in this meta.
It is. You have to be able to counter electric very successfully.
Yeah, like yep. with Marowak.
But
Garchomp's here now.
Mandibuzz.
Yeah, Mandibuzz and Garchomp are here right now. I mean, that's going to make a lot of problems.
Garchomp's not so much a problem because there's so many counters to Garchomp.
Mm-hmm. Mandibuzz, though, I could definitely see Mandibuzz being the problem.
Yeah. Mandibuzz you can't touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Mandibuzz is rough. It's not top cut. Well, it did top cut at Collinsville, but not well. It did sixth place, I think. Is its best position, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a barrier team. I think mm-hmm. it's most of the teams that it's on are well-rounded. They do well, but they're not top tier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like one of those teams that you just have to be able to handle because it's going to be there.
Togedemaru actually would have handled that really well, honestly. It would have handled Mandibuzz all right. In retrospect, yeah. I think it could have. Yep. I mean, Zigzap and Fake Out... Uh-huh. And I mean,
I don't know actually.
It depends.
Depending on if it's a physical set or not.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so. You're running Togedemaru, so.
Well, its physical is just barely. It's like 10 points higher, I think.
Yeah, but its move pool makes me want to do that because you have Zigzap.
Yep.
Which is the reason to run Togedemaru. So I would think
that. Is that the reason to run Togedemaru?
I think so. Lightning Rod. If you're running that.
Fake out Lightning Rod.
Yep.
That's fair.
And it's Steel. So
and Nuzzle, right? So, like, you don't have to deal with 90% accuracy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think of Togedemaru as a support Pokemon, definitely not
attacker. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely support. Well, Zingzap's a support. It's just, like, a 30% chance to flinch.
Which is not reliable.
That's Rock Slide. That's Rock Slide.
It's Electric Waterfall. That's
Rock Slide hits both Pokemon, though.
Yeah. Like, Rock Slide's like a...
Spread.
Yeah.
It's like a 56 or 57 or something.
You got me. At least one thing.
You got me. I'll take it.
I mean, it's not like you're talking to two VGC experts here or anything.
Yeah, I know, I know. I dabble.
But it's so cute, you should use it anyway.
Yes. I mean, you should use Token Tomorrow. I mean, it's Top Cut, apparently, niche, so...
A good niche, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the Pachisaru, right? I mean...
No, it's actually...
Well, no, not at all. Not at all, actually.
No, it's better.
Kind of. For this meta, I think the position it plays in this meta, yeah. Because you do need a good Lightning Rod user, because you're filled with electric types because of Araquanid. I mean, just thinking, this meta's developed so much in the past, like, 3 months. And yes. And this is just a response to it. So
I'm actually seeing some resurgence of some of the older mons from the beginning of the meta, like Celesteela is coming back, Gyarados is coming back.
It's just going to keep going in a circle, you know? It's just going to keep going in a circle.
Well, I mean, we get new things, too, though, right?
Yeah. Like,
who would have expected Drifblim to become the star that it did recently?
That's true. Yeah. That is true. No, I'm definitely agree with you there.
I could see
like,
that.
Drifblim is a cool, like, it's got access to Will-O-Wisp, Tailwind, Shadow Ball, it's Ghost, so Ghost hits a lot of things. What else does it usually carry?
Oh, man. Let's see. Wait, Electivire. Oh, man. Let me see. Oh, yeah, the same guy that... Three electric types on the same team. Good job, John Hu.
He ran the Garavire.
I can't believe... Oh, my gosh.
Fourth gen.
Yeah, back and forth gen. Back and forth gen, let me tell you.
I figured I'd let you guys know about that.
Back and forth gen. You just...
Yeah, I remember hearing about the Pikachu team when it happened.
Oh, my gosh. That was cool. It's hilarious. John Hu is very good, though.
Yeah. I was dabbling with Pikachu because of the Lightning Rod. Actually, back in, 2015 Chalk format, I think? Back in 2014, it was still black and white, too, I think, where, like, Tyranitar and stuff was around. I was playing around with a... Rain Team Pikachu that was Sub Punch. It was fun.
Oh man. Okay, so we're gonna cut it there, guys. We're gonna take a short break and we'll come back at everybody with a team to talk about and discuss. So we are going to catch you guys on the flip flop.
Come on down to the Super Training Gym. Increase your EVs. We have great items to work out with here, like heavy bags and power items such as the power weight.
This is heavy.
The power bracer.
My arms can't move.
The power belt.
My body can't move.
The power lens.
I can't see anything.
The power anklet.
My legs are stuck to the floor.
And the power band.
I don't even know what this is.
Not even that, we also have a lot of soccer balls for you to kick at balloons.
There's so many I can't even count. We got black ones, blue ones, green ones, orange ones, yellow ones. That's 8.
That's a lot of things to do here. And all the heavy bags. So come on down and don't be a Snorlax. Come to the Super Training Gym.
And welcome back, guys. We have a team for you guys. You guys did not supply us with the Rate My Team this week or month. This is a monthly show, by the way. I totally forgot. And so, yeah, send those in if you want to at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Just let us know what they are, what meta they're for, and hopefully we'll get to them. But this team is a team that Ryusei built. It's pretty much my first VGC 17 team, at least for right now, until the meta shifts. So let me go over it very quickly so you guys have an idea of what we're talking about. Alolan Muk, Arcanine, Garchomp, Tapu Fini, Porygon 2 and Kartana. It carries that AFK core that we were talking about earlier, which is probably the easiest core to jump into right now. So let's dive on into it. Let's start with Alolan Muk. We'll just start at the top of the list. because Alolan Muk, I think, is a lot of fun. This one's
a very solid Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, this is very similar. Yeah, this is very similar to the one Wolf Glick ran at the beginning of the season in London. And this was Figgy Berry, Gluttony, Poison Jab, Curse, Knock Off, Protect. And the EVs vary wildly because VGC.
Actually, this Muk is Poke Alex's London International Figgy Berry Muck, to be specific. Yeah,
okay, I knew I saw it at London. And, I mean, do you know what the calcs do off the top of your head for the 188 HP, 244 attack? Like, what are the benchmarks?
So, for offensive pressure, 244 adamant, or what is it?
This is adamant. Plus this nature. Is adamant.
One shot's a Tapu Koko that has...
With poison jab?
Yep, with poison jab.
Mm-hmm.
Then, supposedly, knockoff is like a 4-hit KO on Celesteela. But I didn't do the calc whether or not that's...
A 4-hit KO, who cares? It's a 4-hit KO.
Yeah, it's really nothing crazy. But the main part is it poison jabs and knocks out Tapu Kokos, which is very important.
It also gets knockoff, though. It just also gets knockoff, which I think is huge.
Yes.
Knockoff. There's not a lot of knockoff folks right
now.
There's not a lot of stab knockoff in this meta.
So. No, Muck is the only stab knockoff.
Or the only offensive stab knockoff. Yeah. I think Mandibuzz gets it, but...
Yeah, I think Mandibuzz gets it.
Muck
I don't think anyone's running away from Mandibuzz's knockoff prowess.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. But,
defensively, though...
We have 100...
a lot of benchmarks.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that. This is a huge thing in BGC, by the way, as well. If you're looking to get into it... What a lot of the people, a lot of the good people do is they know their calcs and they know what they can take. And so this is something that in OU, I think this is probably the biggest difference, but I think in between playing a singles versus VGC is one, your EV spreads in VGC are a little bit more tailored because you're playing the meta more so than you are in OU where you're trying to take on everything. And which does make things a little bit more complicated, but you also need to know what your benchmarks are, what you can take and what you can't take. I think it lets you make much better informed decisions, which is good to know. I mean, OU, I think this is something that you'd much, instead of memorizing a sheet of paper with your calcs on it, you would just, I would say, go play it and get a feel for what you can do. But here I think you need to be able to know what you're doing.
To help with that, two websites. Quick. TrainerTower.com is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we mentioned this last time as well. Trainer Tower is the place to go. I like that place way better than... I think prior to Trainer Tower... Trainer Tower is fairly new, too, as well.
Yeah, Trainer Tower is the... What was resurrected from the ashes of Nugget Bridge.
Nugget Bridge is still around, isn't it?
Well, Nugget Bridge is around, but have they produced any new content?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
No, they have not.
I think Nugget
People
Bridge
are
was a
Trainer
somewhat
toxic right now.
I think Nugget Bridge was somewhat of a toxic community anyway, so.
Yeah. then the other website, believe it or not, that is very, very, very helpful, and I suggest everybody who likes Pokemon go to it. Is PokemonGlobalLink.com.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's such a good tool.
Resource. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are the two websites to get into VGC that you should go to.
Mm-hmm. And pull up the damage calculator from Trainer Tower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, such a huge component for team building in VGC is just running calcs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, can I survive this? Need to survive this? Okay, and I'd KO that.
Well, what you do? You go to the battle spot ladder for VGC, and you take a look at like the top 10 or 12 Pokemon, and you make sure that you can benchmark against those. Like that's a great way to start. Just take that.
And they give you
benchmark.
A lot of really useful data for that because it tells you what each Pokemon is mm-hmm. most frequently seen with. What it most frequently defeats, and what most frequently defeats it. So if you're wondering, what's beating Arcanine? How can I beat Arcanine? Then you'd click on Arcanine, and you'd find out what the 10 most frequent Pokemon that defeated are, and what move they're using, possibly.
Well, the only one problem with that, and you take that with a grain of salt, is since all the Pokemon are very popular, you're going to see a lot of the same Pokemon beating up the same Pokemon because they're just
true. Yes. That's very true. But that does give you a good idea of what the meta is.
Correct.
When you're planning.
It is a very good resource as long as you know what you're reading.
Right.
I agree.
With this Alolan Muk, there's a whole bunch of benchmarks of Pokemon that it has on here. So like Gyarados Hydro Vortex, you should watch out for. Tapu Lele's Moonblast is another thing you should watch out for. you know, choice specs, Torkoal Eruption in the sun is something you should watch out for. Araquanid's Water Bubble Liquidation is another thing you should watch out for. See, these are like common benchmarks that you should try to keep in mind.
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100%. So we have the Alolan Muk, which has, you know, plenty of defensive prowess. And so we can move on to Arcanine, which this one is a much more physical Arcanine than you would have seen back in 2015. This is a Life Orb Arcanine with Flare Blitz, Crunch, Protect, and Wild Charge. So it's just there to hit things. HP 28. We'll have the whole thing in the show notes, so I won't go into all the EV spreads. But again, Ruse, you know the benchmark, so I'll let you do it. I'll let you do the honors if you have any benchmarks.
Well, so with the Wild Charge, you can. There you go. This one. Okay, so with offensively, like, you can hit you can Oko Celesteela, that's 252, which is a common Celesteela. You can actually probably kill a Celesteela that has some defense investment. And then
how many is it, a 2-hit KO? Is that what you're saying?
Nope. Oko.
Oko. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's
wrong.
120% to 140%.
Okay.
So, like I said, even you can probably KO Celesteelas with a little bit of defense investment into it. Mm-hmm. So, like, the Life Orb Arcanine is definitely for offensive pressure and can, like, it takes care of Celesteelas. It can take care of Arcanines. Flare Blitz just hits really hard in general and could do at least half to most of the Pokemon in the meta. Probably can Oko a Tapu Koko or come very close to it. I know that Modest Burn Up almost Oko's a Tapu Koko, so Flare Blitz is probably in the same area. So on Trainer Towers, where I actually got this F spread, it says to run Crunch or Extreme Speed, and that is like a meta choice to you. Again, we were talking about the Drifblim. Crunch is a nice option against Drifblim.
Against Drifblim, true.
Especially with it becoming more prominent, yeah.
Yep. And then,
so is,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, finish. Go ahead. I'll ask you after you explain it. So I was just curious if you could explain why you elected to go with a physically offensive Arcanine. And I'm only curious because Arcanine is one of the most diverse Pokemon in the format in terms of what it can run. So I'm always interested in why trainers choose to run it a specific way on their team, because there are so many ways you could choose to run it.
Nice. So I like that question. For this team, as Thatch said, is kind of like a staple all around. You're not going to win worlds with this team, but you're also going to place very well at any event you go to.
It's a good confidence booster team, I think.
Correct.
I think it's a good way to get into the meta.
Me personally, I like the special Arcanine because of the Intimidate going around, but the physical Arcanine is just a lot easier to use, and Arcanine has a very high base speed for this format. I think it's 95, and that's actually pretty, it's on the higher end. It's not very high, but it's on the higher end and outspeeds a lot of threats. And then between Wild Charge, Crunch, and Flare Blitz, it just hits things really hard, and it's just pretty simple to use, honestly. That's why I chose the physical variant for this team.
That makes sense.
Versus a special variant, which you would get into more using, that's more of a support guy.
Right, or a more defensive option.
Right, because you're going to
Snarl or something.
Yeah, with Snarl. You could do the Heatwave version, which basically then runs very similar to like a 2015 Heatran, if you do the Heatwave version.
Yeah.
But generally, that's a little harder to use because you got to take in consideration, you know, okay, when I Snarl, it's going to reduce.
Right, it has a lot more calculations involved, so that's
correct.
More, a higher difficulty rating, I suppose we could call it, for usage.
Yep. While this one is kind of send it
straightforward,
in.
Straightforward, right.
Win.
That was a great answer, thank you.
Huh?
Yeah.
That was a great answer, thank you.
All right, moving on. We've got Garchomp, which we were talking about a bit before, and this is pretty standard Garchomp. Yeah. Ground DMZ, Rough Skin, Earthquake, Protect, Poison Jab, Dragon Claw. I think the only thing that you could see a little bit different now. Well, this is also a very offensive spread. So yeah, no, you don't even run Swords Dance here. You just run these.
Yeah, and the reason why you run Ground Z is because
Earthquake.
Yeah,
it allows you to not need to protect as much.
Right. You can target without having to worry about your partner.
Correct. And also, through Protect, I think it almost one shot. It does 3/4 to Muk, I think.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then you can one shot it with Earthquake. I think that's how it goes.
Mm hmm.
So it's a very, very strong counter to Muk, because Muk, again, is just one of those Pokemon that it's not necessarily top tier, but it is a benchmark that you need to be able to handle, or else you can't break into that top tier.
Yes, and
That's pretty much Garchomp in a nutshell.
Yeah. And then we're going to go into Tapu Fini with a Guav Berry. What is a Guav Berry? I don't even know that one off the top of my head.
It's the same thing as a Figgy Berry, isn't it?
Restores half max.
You're just trying to get around item restrictions with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So now, no. So here's the thing that I've actually tested this. The original set is, I took the same EV spread as Trainer Towers, but I changed the move pool and I changed the item. So this is basically the Tapu Fini that I run, and I will live to the day I die with this Tapu Fini for this format. Normally it runs Citrus Berry, but the way the meta is and how it gets hit, it actually gets to 25% fairly often to abuse that 50% HP increase.
Okay.
I tested it out, and I've played probably like 200 games with it, and it hasn't lost me a game. It's actually won me games versus Citrus Berry. And then I added Taunt. Taunt is very good on Fini because it's...
Taunt's good in general, I feel like.
Yes.
It's always good to have Taunt.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, there's another gimmick team that's EV Boost and Clefairy, which has been going around, and Tapu Fini is a very good counter to that. Especially Tapu Fini and Trick Room. And so that's why the Taunt is on there. Hydro Pump is just for some power, and Moonblast actually is just for Garchomp and for Hariyama.
Yeah, just to be safe. I mean, you have a slot there anyway, and he doesn't have any other good moves, so except for maybe Nature's Madness.
Yeah, but. It did suggest running Nature's Madness, but I don't think the meta is that bulky.
Not right now. If you waited a little bit, I could see a use for Nature's Madness if it shifts too much.
Actually,
more.
The format's gone more offensive.
Yeah, it definitely has compared to what it was in London. Yeah, 100%.
Like in the beginning, Nature's Madness was very, very good because you saw things like Gastrodon, Celesteela, things that were just very, very actual like walls. And Nature's Madness had a purpose back then, but now you're shifting to like Drifblim, Unburden, you know, Snorlax, Belly Drum.
Yep.
Swords Dance is popping up everywhere. You got the Kartanas flying around with the Beast Boosts. So it's very offensive and very. Walls don't really exist anymore.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
I'm sorry. Could I ask a question again?
No.
Yes. I'm hoping we're getting in-depth interviews here, Thatch. for this particular spread, you have Hydro Pump over Scald. Were there any specific benchmarks that's noteworthy for?
Honestly, not necessarily. The reason why I did that is because the format is best 2 out of 3. So normally in the past, you would go with a more accurate move. So that
right, especially in VGC because there's... Yes. Right.
Because you did better in Swiss, because Swiss was all best of ones, so you want to be more consistent. But now everything is best of 3, so it's actually better to run the less accurate move, because you're going to have another game to play it, and, you know, more likely than not, you're not going to get screwed by a miss or something like that.
Every time, right?
Correct. So that's why going in best of 3, or even best of 5 formats, you want to go with the more
high. Is there a best of five format?
Yeah, or not five. Best of five. There was a best of five somewhere. It was some special event.
Okay.
Geico thing. They did a
best of five. That Geico, the Geico thing. Never mind.
I think
Never
or
mind.
Something. It was something similar to that. I'm not sure. I know because I listened to forums and stuff, and I heard it somewhere in passing. But yeah, in the multiple game series, it's better to go with the more power because you'll get more reward over the long period of time.
I still think that's also, like, that's such an interesting, that's always the conundrum, right? Especially going to a tournament, because even if it's best of three, you don't want to risk a high stakes game on something that you could have controlled.
Yeah.
True.
Necessarily. But, that's always just something to think about.
True. But an 80 accuracy move is very, very good. And also, too, Tapu Fini is almost as bulky as Porygon. You're going to, even if you do miss it once or twice, like, you're going to be able to attack with Hydro Pump 2 to 3 times, at least in a game. The other version is, a lot of people have been running is Muddy Water, because it gives them accuracy drops.
And
it's spread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
does it hurt your ally, or is that
Muddy Water is the one that does not target your ally.
I didn't think it did. I didn't think it did. Surf does. I know Surf does. Yes.
Right, but Muddy Water does not. That's why it's
I thought they changed it, and I was just like, did they move that finally to be like Surf? And the answer is no, obviously.
The other thing too with Scald on Tapu Fini, in doubles this format, there's less than a handful of Pokemon that fly and or
be burned by it, right? So there's not a lot of targets for it to burn.
Right.
Unless you get something on the Switch changing the terrain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in singles, though, it's a little bit different because I think most of that meta is flying.
There are some here.
Yes and
there.
No.
All right. Well,
maybe like 25 to like 33 kind of percent. Like, yeah. It's like you still have some just because the ground immunity and like just Lando T. Like if you really want it on there, it'd be just for Lando T, I would say. Like if you really just want to burn it. But then again, like there for the extra power generally would probably deal with it almost, unless it's like a bulkier variant.
Right.
So it's like it's iffy.
So that's Tapu Fini in a nutshell.
Yeah. The next one's Porygon 2, but I feel like we spent a lot of time talking about that already.
Quick thing. I run Bolt Beam, perfect coverage, and some people run Return, pretty much, because of download.
Yeah, download. I think is probably the best ability for it, just because you get a 50-50 chance of getting that special attack boost, and plus one to that Porygon 2 just makes it a perfect Pokemon. Like, it's fantastic.
And actually, because the meta because of Porygon 2's download, the meta shifted to where people purposely make
defense
higher.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
it'll target. Yeah.
Yep. So that's why you run Return so that you get the attack boost.
Mm-hmm. I mean, its attack is pretty good too. Almost as good as its special attack. So let's see. The last one is Kartana. And this is pretty standard Kartana.
I think that is standard Kartana.
That is standard Kartana. Focus Sash, Smart Strike, Leaf Blade, Sacred Sword, and Protect. There are some days I kind of wish I could run Night Slash just for like perfect coverage. But unfortunately, I think this is way better, and Smart Strike does a better job.
No, if you really want to run the Night Slash,
use the Assault Vest.
Okay.
And then that's fine.
Which is the second most common item for it.
I mean, yeah, Focus Sash has to be most common. It's frail.
And then you're going to, at a higher level play, you'll find people who are about to bubble in. Probably they run the Scarf variants, so the Mirror Match.
Mm-hmm.
So they can beat up the Mirror Matches.
That's understandable. I can see that. I could totally see that. But yeah, standard Kartana. Kartana is a good Pokemon. I understand. I understand, but that is this team. This is, again, guys, in the show notes if you want to try it out yourselves. I think that is all we're going to do here today, though. We will
Real
not
quick
go into
question.
That
second I'm
one.
Sorry. That's going to get one more question. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, no. You can do it.
I'm so sorry. What would you say is the go-to lead with this team? Or
that is actually a fantastic question. That's a fantastic question. Yeah.
So that's the most tricky part of this team. There's no synergy necessarily. It's just kind of like you have to
think.
Play it by ear.
Yeah. Play mm-hmm. to your opponent. And
really reactionary.
Why, yeah. I mean, you can a good lead would be like a Porygon 2 Muk because you have that trick room
option.
You know, curse option. A decent lead, you know, you got the Tapu Fini is always nice if you see other weathers to decrease their power. Mm-hmm. And Arcanine, usually you try to leave it in the back because people can bring Defiant Pokemon and stuff like that. You got to be mm-hmm. aware. And yeah, pretty much. In most games, you generally will probably lead Kartana just because Kartana is just a monster for offensive pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice little, you know, synergy is P2 Muk.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. That's a good question. Leading in VGC is a very difficult thing to do sometimes.
And it's important to consider that when you're building your team as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Leads are very important, but you also have to be able to not
rely on one lead.
Rely on it, correct. Overly.
You should have multiple lead possibilities, absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, a good team report inevitably gives you 2 to 3 lead combination possibilities based on what you're facing.
Correct.
Yeah. No, this is fantastic. Like I said, though, everybody, you can send in your own teams, and we'll hopefully go over them at some point during a show. It's just send those into pucklepodcast@gmail.com. This show should be on time this month, so I've been really bad about doing Battlecast in a timely manner. So that will hopefully be on time this month. And let's see, any last words that I wanted to say? I think I'm good. Anything else you guys wanted to add about VGC before we go?
Speed control.
Always speed control.
Always speed control. That's everything.
Speed control.
Yeah. All right, so I think we're going to call it quits there, guys. You can go ahead and follow us on all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. We have our new Discord server, which I think you guys should join if you haven't already. It's a lot of fun just being able to it's a little bit easier to have on your phone than Chatwing, so it's been a lot of fun being able to talk to everybody on that. And you can also, of course, check us out on Etsy if you want to find something if you want to find some physical merchandise to help support the show. You can also go ahead and, if you have a little extra change in your pockets, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. That really helps us out, and we can do a lot of cool things. Let's see. And lastly, what is the other thing? I always forget one. Oh, review us on iTunes if you haven't already. It really helps people find the show, and it makes the community bigger and better. And if you haven't already, consider coming to PuckleCon July 22nd and 23rd. Because it's going to be a lot of fun. So, woo-hoo. Yeah. Woohoo. So that is it, guys. I guess here in the Battle Royale Dome in the Alola region, I am Trainer Thatch.
I'm Shamu.
I'm Sublime.
And I'm Ryusei.
And it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.